Lisa Dunn and Janice Hunter, thanks so much for stopping by today. You did something pretty interesting over the summer. Can you tell us what you did?
We spent 6 days at Purdue, and we were basically applying the STEM process to create games.
You sent a video along earlier, and I was watching, and it looked like they had you do a bunch of different things there. I mean, I saw you guys in a gymnasium doing different exercises. You were working with computers. Can you talk about what sort of things you did there?
We learned how to do a Scratch program, which is animation, and we're going to teach the kids how to do animation of games we created. We created games and then made an animation of the game that we created. Then we had to use a Nano Navigator, which is a computer program, to create the game just as if you were in a Wii game or Dance Revolution. Mm-hmm. And we did some hard wiring to that, so we learned a lot there.
Yeah, we did learn a lot. And the whole purpose is to create exercise games, the technology, and the fitness all combined in one. So just as Janice said, you have all of those components, and it's supposed to be fun.
And you're planning to take what you learned from this program and apply it to a new after-school program. Is this something that's starting up this year?
Yes.
Yes. We will start the third week of school. The students all apply online, and our counterparts at Purdue, the professors who have got this started, they will actually pick our students through the application process, which will be probably every student who applies if we don't get too many. And we'll start that the third week of school. It's a 10-week program. 2 days a week, and at the end of the program, the students will get to take their project to Purdue for a day, and then we'll have a showcase.
What do you both think is missing from STEM education right now, and what would you like to see improved in it?
I'd say the availability of computer labs for the kids, the availability of hardware and software for kids. It's very expensive.
And I agree with that. And also, something that has occurred to me is STEM is being pushed across every boundary there is, but we don't have that. We don't have classes, a class that focuses directly on STEM principles in our curriculum. So I think that's coming to education. So programs like this where we are funded, I mean, this was a grant through the National Science Federation, and that's the only way it was possible. So programs like that, grants like that are wonderful to help get it started. But I think eventually there should be classes in the school that are based on engineering concepts, because that's what we need in the communities.
Setting up a new program like this, it sounds like it takes a lot of your time. And on top of that, you took time out of your own summers to go to this program at Purdue. What are you getting out of this?
Yeah, investing the time. We realize it takes a lot of time because the programming, it's a different language even for us as adults. And to bring that into the classroom, we realize that we are still in a learning process as well. But we have some connections with outside resources in Fort Wayne that STEM-based, the defense industries from prior conferences I've attended. So we're going to work really hard at drawing them in to help have them help us work with the kids, so it'll become a community project more than just a lakeside project, and that's our goal. We're really hoping that that works out well.
And what are you hoping the kids get out of this?
Oh, I think the kids. I get so excited about the kids because when they see what goes on in programming, just they're going to get to see what happens with video games, every little step it takes to make their little guy move 2 steps. When they see that, I think they'll be amazed, and I think a lot of students, their interest, they will just have probably a newfound love. I think a lot of these kids are going to pick up on it, and they're going to go that way. And I think that's where, if we can get into the kids' minds and hearts, then they will just succeed.
I agree. I think some of them will just go higher than we ever expected because they're young, they're creative, and they're not afraid to break anything. So they'll go after it with all of their heart.
They'll pass us probably in the first few weeks, but that's okay.
Lisa Dunn and Janice Hunter, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, but thank you for having us.